whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Speaking of what Anthony Slater said, by the way, they specifically talked to him about Jimmy Butler. Here's what Slate said.
It's worth the conversation because what Jimmy Butler can and has been in the playoffs, right? It's very, you can trust if healthy, he's going to bring it in the playoffs. And you know, if the Warriors are at a desperate point, you know, in this like late stages of the Steph Curry era, it's a curious thought to at least bounce around, right? The idea of Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry in a playoff series should scare an opponent. Now, you mentioned the financial aspects of all this. I mean, there's a reason Jimmy Butler and the Heat are kind of in a little standoff right now, right? You know, like Heat don't really seem to want to extend him. He seems to want to be extended. That seems to be why a breakup might be coming. So if he arrives, he'd arrive hand out, right? You know, he has a $50 million player option for next season that he's signaling he wants to decline because he wants to sign bigger, longer-term money. And that's, you know, that's scary at this stage of his career. And beyond all that, I mean, you mentioned it, just because of what the money is and the situation the Warriors are in, it would probably cost, I mean, it would definitely cost at least Andrew Wiggins, plus, you know, the Heat are probably going to want a Kuminga, a Pajemski. They were very interested in Pajemski prior to the draft.
Do you listen to what Anthony is saying right now?
He's saying it'd be expensive.
I have a problem with only one thing, and it's his first sentence. Well, it's probably worth the conversation. I beg to differ.
Well, it's worth the conversation because if you get in the playoffs, is what he was saying, and you've got Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler as your top three, other teams are going to have to pay attention to that.
Who else is on your team?
Well, probably not Wiggins.
Okay.
And most likely not Pods.
Okay.
And
apparently not Kuminga either.
The contract of Anthony Melton.
Okay.
It'll be Kuminga or Pods is what I heard him say. I don't think it'd be Kuminga and Pods.
I just.
And Miami likes Pods.
And he just said that if you get Butler, he would arrive here with his hand out, which made Bonte go, me too, Bonte.
Right.
What are we talking about? Why is this interesting to people?
Because you want to maximize the Steph Curry window.
Oh,
and you're bringing in a player who is a cold-blooded killer in April, May, and June.
Yeah.
He has almost single-handedly carried an undermanned Miami team who was an 8 seed to the NBA Finals. And you can't look at Jimmy Butler and disrespect what he does as a big game player.
Not at all. I'm disrespecting the fit in terms of what this would mean for this organization. Jimmy Butler's a phenomenal player. Is that alluring if I were just, I don't know, playing NBA 2K and I could have Butler and Steph and Draymond? Sure. That's all kinds of fun. But if Mike Dunleavy Jr.'s shown us one thing as a general manager, it is that he's going to have the patience to not destroy the organization in this desperation to get help for Steph Curry. I get it. Maximize it. Be desperate to a degree, but don't be stupid. I mean, Jimmy Butler at age 35 with his hand out in exchange for one of your very good young assets, along with Andrew Wiggins and draft capital. Like, I don't know, man. I don't see it. I don't see how this makes any sense. To me, if the Warriors are going to get a big guy, like a big name, it's going to be next summer. It's not going to be, I don't see that this, it doesn't add up right now. That's too expensive.
Depending on what you do with Jimmy Butler in the offseason, and if he does come with his hand out and you don't want to extend him, then either he opts in, or if he chooses to leave, well, then you have that $48 million salary slot that you can then use going out there into free agency. So it doesn't become an empty move, even if you have to part with, you know, Kuminga and or Pods. And I'm not saying the Warriors are giving up on Pods, but right now he's fallen a little bit out of favor. And so, you know, if you bring in a guy who's going to help Steph and Draymond in the next couple of years, at least this year, it's something you definitely have to have a conversation about. That's all he's saying.
Yeah, I don't see it. I hear your point about having a lot of free agency dollars to play with next summer. My response to that would be, for who? Like, that's wonderful to have dollars, but Steph Curry's got like maybe 1 or 2 years left after this one. You better have a very specific person in mind who you're going to use those dollars on. I don't want $48 million to spend on just because. Who? Who is the big fish that you're targeting? You know what I mean? Like that to me, that's interesting. But I don't, who's that person? I don't even know who would be available next offseason that I would want to go shop with $50 million for. Giannis is not a free agent. You know, I don't know. Bobby in Los Altos on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Bobby. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. First of all, if the line is 3, I think that's crazy, given that the Rams have a, you know, Koopa Puka, shout out Mario Kart, healthy. I can't believe the line is 3 with our depleted team. And that seems like a fade the Dibbers type of pick. So I'm excited to see if he's going to decide on that. But
it's Koopa Troopa. That was a good effort. You got a 3 because I did laugh, but it's not Koopa Puka. But it was a good effort nonetheless.
Put some spec on his name. It's Puka Nacua.
He's talking about the Mario Kart.
I know he is. I'm talking about the wide receiver. Let me make fun of his name. Puka Nacua.
Come on, man. Guys, give me some credit. I said Koopa Puka.
You got credit.
As a reference to Koopa Troopa. I wasn't confused about that.
It was a 3. It was a stretch, and you got a 3. Continue, Bobby.
Oh, Dibs, I need more adulation from you from that. I'm a needy person. But look,
you know what that would be, right, Bobby?
Aren't we all? Yeah.
It'd be an adulation sensation. Cha-ching!
Okay, so as it relates to Jimmy Butler, look, I don't think anyone doubts that he's a dog. But, I mean, do we remember Jimmy Butler from his Minnesota Timberwolves days when he was shaming players like Cat and Wiggs and was extremely toxic? I think if he's the dog of the team, he's great. But I cannot even imagine how toxic he would be with Dre and with Curry on his side. So no way. Even if they gave us money, I would not take him. And it's not because of his performance. It's because of fit. Now, that being said, I know this trade will never happen, but I would trade everybody to get Antetokounmpo. Can you imagine? We tell Antetokounmpo, hey, you just stand, and all you can do is your NBA 2-3-step dribble drives, and when you get doubled, you kick it out to Trey Curry, who's sitting in the corner, just a spot-up shooter. His field three-point percentage would be like 750. It would be amazing to watch, and I'd give up the future for something like that. But obviously nothing like that's going to happen. But please, Jimmy Butler, come on. Let's play out this 10-man rotation experiment before we just wreck everything.
Bobby, thanks. Appreciate it. I actually reject the point that Jimmy Butler would automatically be toxic with Steph and Dre. I don't think that at all.
He wouldn't be toxic. The reason why he did what he did in Minnesota is because those guys are SOFT. And that's why he took the third stringers and said, get your best 5 out here. I'm about to whoop that blank. And he did whoop that trick. And he went out there and he whooped them. And that's why he was considered toxic, because he was the only one in Minnesota out there trying to win games.
Yeah, I mean, Steph and Dre are too strong for that. Plus, right, they're Jimmy Butler type of players. Those are dogs also. You know, you're pointing out Wiggins. Hell, he's frustrated everybody here, too, with sometimes the way he coasts. Karl Anthony Towns fell out of favor in Minnesota as well, just got traded. So, I reject the idea that he'd be toxic, but I'll accept, for me, the idea that it's just not the right thing to do. I just think the money's a problem. Everybody's going to want Kuminga, and he only makes $7 million. So, that means you got to throw a bunch of other stuff in there, too. And it's too expensive. There are a lot of Warrior fans that wouldn't give up Kuminga alone for Jimmy Butler. You're going to have to give up a bunch more. You're going to have to give up Wiggins and a pick and another player. Like, Wiggins and Kuminga, still not enough financially.
Wiggins, Melton, GP2, and Pods for Butler and Nikola Jokic. Not Nikola Jokic, Nikola Jokic.
That's an important letter.
That works. It's a 4-for-2. But you'd be trading Pods and his team-controlled salary. You'd be trading Wiggins, Melton's contract, and GP2, who's expiring.